Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The logistics trap. You know, this is the number one obstacle that drives stalled sales. This dynamic is insidious, which is why we have to head it off at the pass. So let's drill down on two conversations that will get real buyers off the dime. First up, replace the logistics with urgency. Instead of accepting the process, remind the prospect of the need they just communicated. Now, my favorite way to approach this, I'll say something like, now, regardless of what happens next, you still need blah, blah, blah. And I know that because you just told me blah, blah, blah. So, is this going to be a big issue? Or is this just a hoop that we got to jump through and then it's full speed ahead? Surely something like this can't derail blah, 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 whatever outcome they said. Okay, you see what just happened? The logistics just got framed as less important than the outcome. Now watch for the response. Buyers need to be reminded of this and will be energized. Influencers, they'll get exasperated. Second, ask pointed questions about priorities. Now, many prospects will explain why they need your help. Remind them and then ask about timelines. Now, my approach here will be something like, hey, you know what? You've dealt with this issue for a gazillion years, however long it is. How long are you willing to wait before solving this problem? It's not going to get better while you're doing blah, 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 which is whatever logistical thing they're saying. When is it time to do something, and when is it time to just decide that it's really not a priority and you're not going to do it? What's that timeline look like? Now, you know, this gives our buyers a really interesting heads up that they've got to decide one way or the other. Sometimes the best gift we can give folks is the realization that they're not that serious about this. Now, you're not being disrespectful if you drill down on the real importance. Just make it okay for them to acknowledge that what they said is really not as important as they thought it was. Because, hey, we all do it, right? Now, keep in mind, these conversations are not with the influencer. That's a whole different issue. If you find out that you're dealing with an influencer, focus on making them the advocate for getting you to the real buyer. A passionate introduction can open a lot of doors. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.